Accession number 30644, Mr. Richard Zagorski, Reel 11.
I've been through KGB number of times. I've been through Gestapo, but the gentleman was extremely pleasant, with a red carnation, an elderly gentleman, tea and biscuit, of course, and then showed me a number of photographs from which I didn't recognize anybody. And he said, but surely that man was in your house at that date. And then I thought about it and said, but you see, you've got his photograph in glasses. I am sorry, I haven't recognized him without glasses. Yes. And told him the story about those engineers, exactly what I told you. We talked, and then we are in 70s then. We talked, and then asking, what the hell it's all about? Please tell me. You know I am not a spy. I never was, never will be. You know about me more than I do. He says, the idiot was caught photographing through the fence, older Maston. He was one of the kicked. He was military attaché in Polish embassy, which I didn't know. So, and the reason was, we agreed, if you want anything to do, you should report to us. Hence, when I was opening the company, I reported to them. In 61...
Now, you were just saying in 61, sorry, before I...
In 61, I started flying again on gliders in Lasham. I joined the Air Force Association in England, and they had number of gliders. I started flying in Lasham. In 61, in international championships, we invited Polish pilots. Two of them came, one in charge and the other flying. And after a very short time, we discovered that the pilot who was flying in championships was one who might begin, when he started flying in Toruń in 55, when I organized that glider things, which we had in Toruń.
Did you do much flying yourself?
Not really. I was working very hard. So I had weekends from time to time.
Now, another one of your big hobbies was shooting, wasn't it? Tell me about that. Because you're a member of the local, was it Rifle and Pistol Club?
Marylebone Rifle and Pistol Club. Now that's where I meet David.
David Penn, who worked as a woman.
Yeah.
Tell me about the Marylebone Rifle and Pistol. What does it do? Tell me all about it. What?
Look, as far as sport goes, there was always number of people who were in national squad in Marylebone. My problem is names. Don't ask me names because...
So what does it... Where are its premises? Tell me what it
premises,
does.
City of London.
They've got Barbican. Their own... They've got ranges.
Range. It's a range in the... not cellar. In the building...
Inside, right?
Inside the building.
All I really want you to do is give us a flavour of the club and what you
do. Yes, inside the building. There were first five positions, 25-metre position, on which you could use any firearms, including two Magnum 44. The bucks were protected and everything. And... You train in all the aspects of shooting, Olympic type, army type, police type shooting.
And did you go there a lot? Was that?
I was there for number of years. For 2 years I was not secretary, financial.
Treasurer.
I was treasurer. And then I don't know why they chose me as a president of the club.
So, and what was your favorite weapon? I mean, because you'd love shooting in Poland.
I loved shooting in Poland. I loved shooting here. I loved shooting.
And what was your favorite weapon for the ranges?
To do what? Different competition. For example, I used 2-2 Walter set for precision. In different competition, I used 38 special caliber guns. In rifle shooting, I didn't do a lot of rifle shooting. I was very happy with pistol shooting. Or air pistol at 10 meters per air pistol. Still got one there. Olympic air pistol. You could put, if you could hold it good enough, the pistol could deliver 10 shots at 10 meters, 10 shots through the same hole. The barrel and pistol is good enough, not the shooter.
And so that was a big hobby. Now,
That was the big hobby till 84, when my Alsatian busted my tendon in the right hand. He was sitting near me, and then the cut appeared, and he pulled my hand backwards with 40 kilos, probably all the muscle power, and busted, you see, there's nothing there. So pistol shooting was over.
Now, what's your attitude? What was your attitude to Poland or Russia? Well, I mean,
Poland?
Since in the last 50 years, there's been a lot of changes, and you know.
Yes.
How do you feel about it? I mean,
in 90, thanks to Gorbachev, we have Poland back. But it's not my Poland. It's their Poland. My is England. I am proud of it that I am a Pole. But as far as my patriotism, it lies here.
When did you first visit Poland? I presume it was
81.
You couldn't have gone back before.
No. No, I couldn't go before. I visited first time Poland in 81, and I didn't like what I've seen.
What did you find?
Here I've got problems with lack of words.
Because it was still communist, of course, then.
Yes.
I mean, it must have relaxed a bit to let you go.
Look, I'm a British subject. I came, I opened the firm.
So what didn't you like about what you saw? I mean, obviously you didn't like the communist regime, but what was Poland like then in 1981?
There was practically nothing there. There was, as I remember Kiev in 1941, about the same you could find in Russia. There were queues for everything, nothing to get. I was a millionaire there, by comparison. I could get thousand zlotys to a pound. I was buying tickets always in Warsaw, returns, which cost me first class £147, and the ticket was a ticket valid for a year. So,
did you still have friends over there? Did you look people up?
Not really. Most of my friends, in the first place, were in different part of Poland. So when they shifted them to Silesia, from my part of Poland. So in Warsaw, no, I didn't have a lot of friends.
Were you able to visit your old stamping ground, you know, you, where you were brought up?
Never. I've seen my house in Poland in 20th December 1939. That was the last time I've seen it, and I don't want to go. I remember how it was, not how it is. I don't want to know how it is. Important how it was.
Thank you very much.